Good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to look at question 85 today. How is the kingdom of heaven closed and open by Christian discipline? According to the command of Christ, those who, though called Christians, profess unchristian teaching or live unchristian lives, and who, after repeated personal and loving admonitions, refuse to abandon their errors and evil ways, and who, after being reported to the church, that is, to those ordained by the church for that purpose, fail to respond also to the church's admonitions, such persons the church excludes from the Christian community by withholding the sacraments from them, and God also excludes them from the kingdom of Christ. Such persons, when promising and demonstrating genuine reform, are received again as members of Christ and of His church. We're going to look today at 2 Thessalonians 3, 14 through 15. If anyone does not obey what we say in this letter, take note of that person and have nothing to do with him, that he may be ashamed. Do not regard him as an enemy, but warn him as a brother. And as we look at the parable of the prodigal son, we see in Luke 15, 20 through 24, and he arose and came to the father. But when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, Bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand, and sandals on his feet. And bring the fatted calf here and kill it. And let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. The second key to the kingdom of heaven is Christian discipline or exclusion. Excommunication takes place only when a sinner persists in his sin. I've paraphrased some of this from Reverend Joshua Brown. Christian discipline is the means by which the kingdom is open or closed. As brothers and sisters in Christ lovingly call one another to repentance and committed discipleship, we are opening the kingdom of heaven by helping to draw them back into a deeper communion with Jesus Christ. If that call to repentance is rejected, the kingdom is closed. Not because they somehow lost their salvation, but because genuine saving faith always issues forth in repentance. And if that repentance is absent, their professed faith is shown to have not been genuine in the first place. The catechism ties to enacting discipline. First, it should come informally from brothers and sisters who know you and are sensitive to your struggle. If that call to repent and discipleship is rejected, then those ordained by the church are to approach them for the same purpose of lovingly and prayerfully restoring them. If that too is rejected, then they are to be excluded from participating in the sacraments until such time as they do repent and show real amendment. God ultimately has our salvation in view. It not only concerns the maintaining of God's law, the accuracy of preaching, and the honor of God with the advancement of His church, but also the salvation of the sinner.